connection with the body of a human, so it is a body worship. This body, إِنَّ السَّمَا وَالْقَدْرَ وَالْقُعَادِ Quran says, the entire human body, power of hearing, power of seeing, power of understanding, and that to be used in the pleasure of Allah. So the salat has been established for each and every individual of the ummah to show his gratitude and gratefulness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this beautiful body and this intelligence which Allah has given. Similarly, in the case of Sawm and fasting, it is also connected with body, which the month of Ramadan has passed us. It is also to show this gratitude towards Allah for giving us this great bounty. When we take the practice of zakat, it is known in Islam as ibadah maliya, a worship connected with our wealth to show gratitude towards Allah, to be grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this wealth which Allah has given us. When we take the practice of Hajj, it is so unique. There are two types are connected. One is ibadah maliya, other one is ibadah badaniya, the worship connected with body, the worship connected with wealth, both put together is the ibadah of Hajj. That's why scholars in the opinion, Hajj is a great worship because it proves to Allah the gratefulness of wealth. It proves to Allah the gratefulness of our body which Allah has given us. So respected brothers and elders in Islam, the journey what we have intended is a journey of gratitude towards Allah for this wealth and this health and this body and this ruh, this soul which Allah Jalla wa'ala has blessed us and given us. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in fact it is an invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from millions Allah has chosen us. When Allah ordered Nabiuna Ibrahim, Allah says in the Quran, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. When Allah ordered Nabiuna Ibrahim to build the Kaaba, the Baytullah, the house of Allah, then Allah ordered, وَعَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ, make i'lan, give the adhan and invitation for people to come and perform Hajj. فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. At that time, Nabiuna Ibrahim, in Bayhaqi, in books like Bayhaqi and Ibn Jarir, states this incident. Nabiuna Ibrahim told, Ya Rab, كَيْفَ مَا يَبُلُغُ صَوْتِي. O my Lord, how can my voice reach the people throughout the four corners of the globe? This was asked by Nabiuna Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Allah said, أَذِّنْ وَعَلَيَّ الْبَلَاغُ. Your job is to give the adhan and invitation, and it is upon me to convey the message. So Nabiuna Ibrahim climbed فَسَّعِدَ جَبَلَ أَبِي قُبَيْسِ A mountain known as Abi Qubays, which is next to the Kaaba. Nabiuna Ibrahim climbed that mountain and gave the Adhan, gave the Alan. فَأَجَابَهُ Nabiuna Ibrahim said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمْ Allah is commanding you all, O people, that you perform Hajj, لِيُثِيبَكُمْ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ The reward for you all, O people, is Jannah. وَيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ The honor for you, that you will be saved from the punishment of Jahannam. This Alan was given by Nabiuna Ibrahim. And فَأَجَابَهُ كُلُّ مَنْ كَتَبَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ أَصْلَابِ الرِّجَالِ وَأَرْعَامِ الْأُمَّهَاتِ Every individual who will be going for Hajj from the progeny of insan or who are in the womb of the mother answered لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ They answered saying, we will answer this call. We are at the obedience. Nabiuna Ibrahim started looking يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا وَشَرْكًا وَغَرْبًا It comes in that narration. He was looking east, west, north. He heard this noise. لبيك اللهم لبيك That we are at your obedience. So each individual of the Ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah whom Allah has written that they will perform Hajj. They answered at that day when Nabiuna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gave their alarm. Imagine respected brothers. Are we great people or unique people? But Allah has chosen us while carrying so much of weakness. Each person knows what direction he is right, in what direction in life that he is wrong. People of this caliber, people like us, Allah has invited, Allah has made the Alan of Ibrahim to be blessed on us, to visit that great house. Respected brothers, elders in Islam, we know many a time that we do not know whether we are doing things in the obedience of Allah or in the disobedience of Allah. But Allah has chosen us. At least Allah has given us the tawfiq to make intention to perform the great amal of Hajj. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, it is an invitation. We know today in our dunya life, we have an invitation to a conference. We have a special kit of dress. We have a special pen. We have a special pair of shoes. We should ask that I am invited for this great amal of Hajj, what is my preparation? It is only wealth. What is my preparation? What preparation that I have done to answer the invitation given to me by my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Respected brothers and elders in Islam, the preparation is that Ulama write chapters on this subject. Number one, they say, Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِكُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْعَرَضِ وَلَا تَيَمَّمُوا الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ إلى آخر الآية. Allah says, O people of Iman, anfiku min tayyibat, spend whatever halal, whatever clean, whatever pure, inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbaluha illa tayyib. Allah is clean and pure, that Allah only accepts that which is clean and pure. Respected brother, it is very surprising when we look into this ayah, the sabab al-nuzul, why this ayah was revealed. لما أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر, when Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded the Sahaba to give out زكاة الفطر, فجاء رجل بثمر رديء, a person came with some date which was very very old, so this ayah was revealed. He brought something halal but it was old. Or, min sharri thimarihim, some people started giving charity of things which was spoiled or old. It was halal, but it was old. This ayah came down, tayyiba. We should ask ourselves to answer this invitation. My first preparation is that my wealth should be clean. 100% that wealth could be which I spend for my Hajj, which is in my trade, or even it includes the property that I have resided. Respected brothers, a person, his wealth is not clean, there is no use of it. These are not my words. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah says, a person goes for Hajj with unlawful wealth, he has done the rituals of Hajj, but he will get no reward, and his Hajj is also not it. But he has done the arkan of Hajj, he has done the rituals of Hajj. According to Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says, completely his Hajj is not accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected brothers, let us take account today before it is too late tomorrow. If we have any unlawful wealth mixed and mingling in our life, let us remove that away. Let us purify our own wealth. If we are residents in a property unlawfully, it could have many meanings. A property lease in 1920s, the lease is over. Even today the rent is the rent of 1920s. Wallahi, your ibadah is no use. A person even has the Kaaba, duas are not accepted. Nabi says in the hadith, a person is making dua, فَالطَّعَامُهُ حَرَامٌ, his food is haram. فَالشَّرَابُهُ حَرَامٌ, his drink is haram. أَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ, how can his supplication is granted in the eyes of Allah? My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, let us take account. This is the journey of life, that let us clean ourselves before our journey. Let us make intention that if I have something unlawful, I make sure I take that out. And also make intention, after the journey of Hajj, I will not return back to it, inshallah. This is the very first condition for the Hajj to be accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each person has the concern, my Hajj should be Hajjum Mabroor. Respected brothers, elders in Islam, we may have taken loans, whether it's personal or trading, we may have taken loans. Make sure that we settle them before this great journey of Hajj. If you cannot, at least go to that person, at least go to that person and say that I will settle you inshallah after my journey, and seek his permission. If you look at Islamic jurisprudence, the ihram could be removed from a person who have intended to perform Hajj. The ihram could be removed from that person who have intended to perform Hajj, but he owes money to others. This is Islam. So let's be very careful with regard to this avenue. It is not just a ada, a habit. Everybody has made Hajj in our family. So let me make also. No, my dear respected brothers, elders in Islam. We are going to a place on which the greatest being on earth ever lived, the greatest nation ever lived. We are going to a land on which Allah sent His Quran down. Allah confirmed His legislation. It is not we are going just because of a ritual we are going to fulfill. So let us do our best, inshallah. Because, respected brothers, elders in Islam, when we intended for Hajj, we must do the best so that Allah will accept our Hajj. Respected brothers, elders in Islam, going little further, during our life, as we are human, we all do mistakes. We may would have hurt people. Whether that person could be superior to us, or he could be inferior to us. Let us go to him, clear our records between ourselves. Because of this person, why my great ibadah should be disturbed? For an example, من هجر أخاه فوق صلاة. The hadith, we are angry with our brother more than 3 days. لم يقبل الله. Hadith goes, Allah will not accept any ibadah. Allah will not accept any worship. You are angry with your brother more than 3 days. Let us clear those things. Let us go back to them, greet them. من تواضع لله رفعه الله. Let us be the first to go to them. And let us clear our records between us and them, inshallah. Maybe you are right. Maybe he's wrong. But it is okay. Let us clear between us for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, respected brother, a beautiful hadith narrated in Bukhari. Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu came by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, أبسط يدك يا رسول الله spread your hand فليبايع. I want to take the oath of allegiance يا رسول الله. I want to make bay'ah يا رسول الله. نبي فبسط يده. نبي spread his hand. The sahabi أشترط يا رسول الله. I have one condition. Nabi asked, what is your condition? أَيُّغْفَرَ لِي Ya Rasulallah, all my sins to be forgiven, Ya Rasulallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, Ya Amr, أَمَا عَلِمْتَ O Amr, don't you know, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ يَهْدِبُ مَا كَانَ قَبُلَ Islam will destroy and remove all your past sins. وَأَنَّ الْهِجْرَةَ تَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهَا Don't you know, O Amr? The migration, the hijrah, will destroy and clean all your sins. وَأَنَّ الْحَجَّ تَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهَا And Nabi says, O Amr, even Hajj will remove and wipe off all your sins. Under this hadith, a lengthy research amongst the ulama, and finally, there is consensus, there is ijma we call, حُقُوقُ اللَّهِ يُغْفَرُ When it comes for the hijrah especially, and hajj, بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ Whatever between him and his Allah, that Allah will forgive. وبينه وبين العالمين. Whatever connected with human to human, rights of human to human, whether it could be between me and my father, whether it could be between me and my wife, whether it could be between me and my children, whether it could be between me and my society at large, respected brothers, elders in Islam, there is consensus amongst the ulama that all ulama in one opinion in this. Whatever connected between human to human in wrong, that will never be forgiven, even by hijra, even by hajj, respected brothers. So we should understand. Let us go to them. Let us clear ourselves. These are minor things of dunya. We are expecting the greatest reward in Jannah, inshallah. We should have the focus of Jannah in front of us. We should have the focus of Akhirah in front of us. It is not my dignity. It is not my status. It is not my position. It is the pleasure of my Rahman. It is the blessing of my Rahman. Then we will have the real feeling. While in the state of haram, when we say labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. Oh my Lord, we are at your service. We are at your service. You are our Lord. That there is no partners unto you. You are alone in your kingdom. And all praise to you for the all bounties, for all gifts which you have given us, Ya Allah. You are alone in your kingdom. Our words will carry its real meaning, inshallah. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, let us put ourselves down. Let us be the most humble person. Let us take this journey with that intention. Let us not be. When we go to Medina al-Munawwara, we will see with our own eyes, inshallah. May Allah bless each one of us. That great masjid of Rasulullah. One day, a janazah was brought into that masjid in the presence of Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is the desire of each one of us, that our life should live in those great places. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Sallu ala sahibikum. Go ahead and perform janazah for your companion. Fain alayk daynun. He has a loan on his head. Respect your brothers and sisters. This is what we should know. Who don't like in this gathering that my janazah to be performed by Muhammadur Rasulullah in Masjid al-Nabawi, in Khairul Qurun, in the best era, in the best time period. But Nabi refused from that. When it was told, Ya Rasulullah, he has left some money, Nabi performed. Nabi told, Nabi made the Ummah to understand, my performing of janaza will not forgive this one. Human rights, respected brother. This is what that we should realize before journey, inshallah. That I will clear everything. I will be a clean person to go to the cleanest place on earth. وَعَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ أَنْ طَهِّرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ. Allah says, we took a firm covenant from Nabiuna Ibrahim and Ismail that they should cleanse and purify the house of Allah. For whom? For those people who will be performing their Hajj. For those people with Taifin who will be performing their Tawaf. Who will be coming for Itikaf. Who will be visiting the house of Allah. Respected brothers, elders in Islam. Let us go as clean people, inshallah. May Allah give that tawfiq before our journey, inshallah. Respected brothers, elders in Islam. Furthermore, that our intention should be clean. Time is very short. Liridallahi ta'ala. I am going there for the pleasure of my Allah. It is not to carry any hole. It is not to carry any brand. It is not to carry anything else. I am going there for the pleasure of my Rahman. The reward what my Allah has kept there.
the honor what Allah has kept there, the Maulana just now who did the bayan said that even the poverty will be abolished from your life. All these Allah has kept, but I am going there li ridallahi ta'ala, one thing, for the pleasure of my Allah, not for anybody else, not to show anybody. It is to make my Allah, my creator, happy, inshallah. Respected brothers, elders in Islam, we make this intention and we should understand the other important part for our Hajj to be accepted. When we reach, when we start the journey of Hajj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-safaru qita'atun min an-nar, aw kama qala alayhi wa sallam. Hadith in Muslim and other books. Journey generally portion from the difficulties like in Jahannam. I hope it is understood clearly. Journey will have difficulty, problems, over problems. Kitatum min an-nar, portion of fire. Nabi gives the example. It is full of difficulty. It is full of hardship. If we open our heart, I am ready to face anything for the pleasure of my Rahman, then all these difficulties are zero. If we lock our heart, try to challenge and argue. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, that we will fall into bigger problems. So respected brothers, elders in Islam, generally journey comes with difficulty. How much you plan, there will be definitely difficulties coming. So respected brothers, elders in Islam, the best tablet which Rasulullah gave was a sabr, patience. If we want Allah to be our companion in our journey, like the dua of journey, Allahumma anta sahibu fi safar, you are my companion of journey, ya Allah. Then Allah says, inna Allaha ma'as sabirin, I am with the people of patience. Build the habit of sabr. Many things will be against our comfort and our luxury. It is not only that, respected brothers and elders in Islam, we are going to a different land. People who speak a different language, many a times we don't understand what they say and they don't understand what we say. We see in the days of Hajj, or we see in Makkah and Medina, we are getting so angry. We are getting so much disturbed. But remember, respected brothers, if we have our journey in front of us, if we are expecting the pleasure of Allah, don't take this into your head. Because hadith in Tirmidhi, فَتُبْغِدُ الْعَرَبَ فَتُبْغِدُ. Look at this hadith. Those who anger the Arab, they anger me. Who says? Rasulullah sallallahu. Those who anger the Arabs, they are angering me. They are making me angry. I am not paid by any Arab to say this. It is the hadith of Rasul. Because they were the very first people who extended their hands towards Islam. So let us have our patience. Al-Hajj wa ashhurun ma'lumat. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. That person who had made intention for Hajj, فَلَا رَفَثْ. You know the lawful consummation of marriage we are not allowed to do while in the state of Iraq. وَلَا فُسُوقَ. We should not get involved in any sinful activity, either by word, by action, by anything. We should make sure that we don't get involved. Many a times we see in the days of Hajj, or when we go a journey of a month, some brothers keep on expressing their bad experience with the residents of Makkah and Medina or Saudi Arabia, or the problems of the airport. Respected brothers, it is not going to help us. What it could do, it will make our Hajj not acceptable. Because if we want Hajj Mabrur, Quran says, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوكَ وَلَا جِدَالَ. You should not get involved in any debate, any dispute, any argument in the days of it. And we should understand a nation, the dua of Rasul continues specially, اللهم اغفر للأنصار. Allah forgive the Ansar. وَلِذَرَارِيَّ وَلِذَرَارِيِّ 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 الْأَنْصَارِ. Allah forgive the Ansar, forgive the progeny of Ansar, forgive the progeny of Ansar, Ya Allah. So we should make sure that we adhere silent, that we maintain our sabr. Many a time, many of us get there and we speak boldly. When we take the hotel, we know the whole world is visiting Baytullah. Millions of people are filled. The practice in the lift, you have to wait for hours. We will have some brothers who have come from the village, who have no experience in using these things. Now he's playing with our patience. Let us make sabr. You know, respected brothers, there is no limit for sabr. A Bedouin Arab comes inside Masjid al-Nabawi. He urinated inside Masjid al-Nabawi. Sahaba got angry. They rushed to hit him. Nabi looked at him. Bashiru wa la tunaffiru, yassiru wa la tu'assiru. Oh my Sahaba, be good and give glad tidings. Don't chase him away. يَسِّرُوا وَلَا تُعَسِّرُوا. Make things easy. Don't make things difficult for them. Respected brothers, so for patience that there is no limit, we should make sure that we control our tongue in our journey. When we are with our companions in our room, we will have endless problems. Some people, in reality, we have to tell you all, some brothers, toilet habit, they take very long. This brother in Islam hitting the door, come out, come out. Yes. This is not Islam. You see in front of Hajarul Aswad that they are fighting. That is not Islam. Pulling, crushing, stamping. This is not Islam. We are giving a wrong impression. Wallahu fi auni al-abdi ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi. Allah is in the service of a person as long as that person is in the service of his Muslim brother. We need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, brothers, 90% people come there are people of taqwa and iman and Islam. We should make sure that we maintain their rights, because a very important hadith, man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu bil harb. Don't harm my friends. We do not know who are the friends of Allah in that great majma. So let us be people very patient, respecting each other's rights, helping each other, be a person of help. One dua in haram, subhanallah. And let us spend our time in completing ibadah. The ta'ifeen wal akifeen, the most in the days of Hajj, that the greatest ibadah, the Quran starts, do more tawaf, be in i'tikaf, be in the sohbat of the masjid, don't try to go around, get involved in shopping, because the same product is found here, but the Kaaba is not found here, Tawaf is not found here, that blessed land is not found here, but the material there is found here, the jewelry there is found here, the gold there is found here. But these greats, we have gone for a great purpose. Let us do the maximum, let us do the best. And respected brothers, just 1 minute before the conclusion, before we return, we should make our heart with the final advice of Rasulullah in Hajjatul Wada. Over 124,000 Sahaba were present. That Nabi says, إِنَّ دِمَاكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَابَكُمْ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَحُرُمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا وَفِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا وَفِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا. On the day of Arafah, Nabiuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw exactly the fruit of his great effort. Nabi looked at the Sahaba, over 124,000 Sahaba were present. In the day of Jum'ah, after Salatul Asr, the Hajj of Rasulullah, Nabi says, O my Sahaba, your wealth, your blood, your life, your blood, your wealth, your honor, your dignity is sanctified, is honored. The similar way, the month of Hajj is honored, the days of Hajj is honored, the earth of Hajj is honored, the day of Arafah is honored. So we should come back with the last message of Rasulullah in our heart. This boils down, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi, that we should come back as perfect Muslims towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That sanctification, that when we come back to our country, that we should uphold, we should become better people, we should become people closer and closer to Allah, we should become people, a person of helping and supporting, not exposing anger or any negativeness. So, this is the last message of Rasulullah. Let us come back with this. Let us go with this intention. Let us spend our time in dua. That is the greatest place. Ask what you want. Ma'u zamzam lima shuribal lahu. The water of zamzam you drink with the whatever intention. You have any greatest sickness, subhanallah, drink. It will cure you. Any problem, Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmahullah wrote the commentary of Bukhari. Whenever he went for Hajj, he used to drink the water. Wallah, give me the knowledge like Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. Respected, he used to say, Allah, give me the knowledge of Imam Bukhari. And Allah blessed him to write the commentary of Bukhari. Respected. And also, let us have the knowledge before we do any amal. We have respected ulama. We'll be accompanying this Hajj group, inshallah. Let us go to them. Let us sit with them. Ask how to do this amal. How to do this amal? How to do this amal? Respected brothers, let us even jointly do if we are very first time. Because a beautiful example, Mullah Ali Qari rahmahullah wrote the commentary of Mishkat around 10 to 11 volumes, and around 2 volumes or 1 volume, completely he speaks about all rituals of Hajj. But when Mullah Ali Qari rahmahullah went for Hajj, he made tawaf in the wrong, not anti-clockwise, he made tawaf other way around. Somebody tapped his shoulder, he said, why are you coming for Hajj? Why don't you read the book of Mullah Ali Qari before you come and perform your Hajj? So he told this to Mullah Ali Qari rahmahullah. So respected brothers, before we do any amal in Hajj inshallah, that we should know its knowledge, we should have the knowledge. To have that knowledge is compulsory, to have that knowledge, and we should perform the Hajj. Spend our time in dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us safely, fulfill, take care of us in our journey, inshallah. Bring us safely with great hopes in deen and intentions in deen, inshallah.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.